Welcome to the CGMF prayer line today, and I have a passage of scripture I want to entertain considering going through difficult times. And this is part one in going through difficult times. There's going to be two other passages of scripture that we're going to consider in this subject matter of dealing with difficult or overwhelming times in our lives. But Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. At that time, Michael, the great leader, who guards your people, will take a stand. It will be a difficult time. Nothing like it has ever happened since the nations first appeared. But at that time, every one of your people who is found written in the scroll will be rescued. Many of those who sleep in the dusty land will wake up, some to eternal life, others to shame and eternal disgrace. Those skilled in wisdom will shine like the sky. Those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and always. But you, Daniel, must keep these words secret. Seal the scroll until the end time. Many will stray far, but knowledge will increase. As we look at this passage, we consider it a apocalyptic or a very prophetic word, and yet there's some very relational aspects of it in our daily lives, because it touches upon points of our lives and our character that we can look into and access here that gives us understanding of who we are and how we can relate to the Lord and what He has available to us. I first will look at this in its biblical background and the fact that it is a prophetic passage of Scripture. Some look at it dispensationally, considering Daniel's 70th week, and considering Michael, the archangel, who is being spoken of here, Michael, coming forth and preserving and protecting the remnant in the midst of difficult times, and seeing them through, and what the word says, considering those who are the ones who get through and get into God's eternal grace, and what characteristics or what kind of attitude they have in so doing. Look at verse 1. At that time, Michael, the great leader, now we're talking about the angel Michael, who guards your people, will take his stand. It will be a difficult time. Nothing like it has ever happened since nations before appeared. But at that time, every one of your people who is found written in the scroll will be rescued. The Bible talks about having your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that's extremely important. But Michael here is spoken of as one who guards the people of God. And I want you to know that one of the things that we do not recognize sometimes when we're going through difficult times is the angelic ministry of the Lord. Between your guardian angel and the angels of God that can come at His command to help and secure you, there are a various, angles here of which God can minister in your heart and life in a way that you might not even recognize, but we need to be understanding of, because God has an innumerable accompaniment of angels that He can call upon who are there to help His beloved, and they can help us through difficult times. I read recently of a circumstance in a hospital where this one person was extremely sick and not doing well at all. And his wife was with him in the hospital, and she was praying to God and just did not know what to do, because, she was overwhelmed with the circumstance, and, their family was in difficult straits, and their bread earner was in the hospital, and everything was just going bad. And she cried out to God, wanting to know, God, how is this going to work out? And Lord, what are we going to do with or without her husband? Then as she turned around, looking in a mirror, she saw angels in the mirror. She looked back. She didn't see anything behind her. Then she looked at the mirror again, and she saw angels. And at different parts of the day, she looked, and she'd see the reflection of angels, even more angels, as the day went on. She found herself with a greater and greater and greater sense of peace that God, His eyes were upon them, and that He was involved in their lives. How many times have we not taken notice of God being there and with us through the trials we go through? And I want you to know he has an arsenal that he can yield unto us to help us in our difficult times. The Bible says he's given us the armor of God to withstand, to protect, and to go forth into battle. But he's also given us this wonderful group of angels. You know, throughout the Old Testament, you see angels at work being messengers, protectors, divine deliverers. Sometimes we act as though, hey, God's some weakling up there, and hey, sometimes we win, sometimes we lose. But if we keep our eyes upon him and recognize that in the most difficult of times, he is there, and the angels of God, the grace of God, will preserve us, we will see the victory through. In verse 2 it says, many of those who sleep in the dusty land will wake up, some to eternal life, and some others to shame and eternal disgrace. Verse 3, those skilled in wisdom will shine like the sky. Those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever and always. Skilled in wisdom, filled with the righteousness of God. Allow God's word and the wisdom of God to help you in your life's difficulties. And recognize that allowing his righteousness, his mercy, his life to flow through you can help you to make the right decisions in the most difficult of times. And never think that you're alone, even if there seems to be nobody on your side. God has an angel assigned at your attendance. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and your love today. We pray that you would touch your people and strengthen them and bless them and encourage them in their walk of faith. I pray that you would touch them, and Lord, I pray that we'd recognize the ministry of angels. And God, look at the scriptures afresh, considering their attendance, their coming to our aid, and your assistance and your being there, just quietly being there sometimes in our most difficult circumstances, and that you can grant us the wisdom to get through them all. We thank you and we praise you, God. Forgive us for when we falter and when we get so caught up in the circumstances, we forget the grace of God. And I pray today, touch your people. Minister, whether they need healing, grace, peace, whatever it is, God, I pray that your powerful love would just surround those right now going through life's struggles and help them recognize the great advantage there is for being on the side of the Lord and his word. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless each and every one of you for calling into the prayer line today. If we can be of assistance to you, please call us at 646-926-0401, or you can email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Also, please visit our website at any time at cgmfinc.weebly.com. Have a great day. God bless you. Thank you for calling in to the prayer line.